The world beats.
These are the sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
Hey, none of us are getting any younger. I've been tattoo curious since I was a kid. So February 1st, I went to see the fine people at the Fall Tattoo Gallery and got myself inked. It's a design that's playful, hip, masculine, and speaks to my love of old-time science fiction. But more than any of those things, it's an original piece of art. While I was still considering losing my virginity to indelibility, I kept a Pinterest page of ideas that had caught my eye, and slowly a concept started cooking in my brain. My artist liked the ideas I left for him, and then I left the gallery and let him run with it for a few weeks. When I returned, I was blown away with how he captured that grab bag of thoughts, ideas, and examples in a piece that he was just thrilled with. That's when I knew I had my tat. So, to be clear, Pinterest was a great way to start formulating some concepts and ideas. The problem that's developing now is people are purchasing body art the way they buy everything else on Amazon. You scroll through tons of choices, find the one that you want, and give it to the artist to copy. But unwittingly, these impetuous young walk-in ink buyers are hurting the craft. The 20-somethings, 47% of which have tattoos, are less interested in the styles of specific artists and less open to input. They'll walk into a shop with a photo and ask the artist to replicate it. This has two downsides. One, remember, we live in a world of alternate truth. There's every likelihood the photo you got from Pinterest is fake. And two, you've just reduced the role of your skilled body artist to that of a tattoo tracer. Tyler Mate of Fly Right Tattoo in Brooklyn explains, sometimes the internet images are photoshopped or just freshly done, which isn't representative of what the tattoo will ultimately look like. So if in your pursuit of instant gratification, you can't consider your ink purchase for any longer than it takes you to buy a pair of jeans, the pros suggest you go back to the tried and true. Find a reputable tattoo shop, check out the flash on the walls, and leaf through some of the scrapbooks of the artist's other work. Tyler sums up this way. People have this idea that you can't walk into a tattoo shop and get something off the wall because it's not original. And yet they'll pick something off the internet. So be tat happy and choose wisely. Remember, it ain't coming off. Which is probably why tat cover-ups are such big business these days. I'm Cal Cote. For today's opening debut, we strike up the band for some authentic second-line parade brass, Gnarlin style. From On the Spot, this is the title track by the Hot 8 Brass Band on World Beat Canada.
Get on the spot. that up?
Authentic reggae experience, Natalie Rise transplanted herself to Jamaica. She was the former voice of Blue King Brown, and now her own band has just released Rebel Frequency. That was your title track. The Hot 8 Brass Band before that, also with your title, On the Spot, undiluted second line brass band from New Orleans. Here is Nelson, British Columbia's Adam Shake. The sound designer is turning his talents to another musical style on Ska Dubs Volume 1. Here's our launch of Spaceship Earth from World Beat Canada.
Yeah.
Jazz presents one of our favorite seven-piece musical sensation, Coco Jafro, whose electrified and funky global rhythms combine the schools of funk, soul, jazz, and Afrobeat. What more do you want? May 13th at Frankie's Jazz Club on Beattie Street. For tickets and more information, check out coastaljazz.ca. Caravan World Rhythms presents Tunisian Emel Mathlouthi. That's May 14th at the Rio Theater. She became known to the world during Tunisia's Jasmine Revolution uprising in 2011 when protesters adopted her songs as their anthems. Emel Mathlouthi became the voice of the revolution. For tickets and more information, check out caravanbc.com and keep listening. We have some of her brand new music coming up in just a shake. I'll be hosting Global Grooves with Tambura Rasa and the Robin Lane Band. That's on May 25th at the Fox Cabaret. June 14th to 18th, it's a return of the Victoria Ska Fest with a stunning all-star lineup, including Terrace Riley, Black Seeds, Mad Caddies, Jaw 9, and many, many more. Check out skafest.ca for details. And they've obliged Vancouverites with some Vancouver dates. Saturday, June 17th, the Black Seeds with Clinton Fearon at the Rickshaw. And June 18th, a Sunday, with the Skints and Mike Love also at the Rickshaw. Tickets at Red Cat Records, High Life Records, Zulu Records, and at ticketweb.ca. This is World Beat Canada. Our signal starts in East Vancouver at CIRH Radio. That's Roundhouse Radio, 98.3 FM, roundhouseradio.com. From a new album called Small Pieces, it's Toronto's Rack Attack. That's up next. My name's Cal Cote.
Easter. And we've strung together some real musical pearls. This is World Beat Canada.
Canada.
Oh,
The new album is called Anson. That is the voice of the Arab Spring from Tunisia, Emil Mathluthi and Thamlaton. Before that, Rack Attack. We'll be talking with them next week on this very program. That was Heliosphere from their new album, Small Pieces. It's your Touch of the Familiar, and it was released in 1972 by The Temptations, a huge hit called Papa Was a Rolling Stone. And this is a version pulled from the golden era of Boogaloo, from Rumba Caliente. Check out Papa Was a Rolling Stone, your Touch of the Familiar from World Beat Canada. Deadbeat Dad, that is Papa Was a Rolling Stone, giving the Boogaloo treatment with Rumba Caliente. Back with more of the best music from this planet and beyond with Elastic Bond and their new album, Honey Bun, with a total eclipse. That's straight ahead. Thanks for joining us. I'm Cal Coat.
Sobre las orillas. La sombra terrestre y una esfera roja. Dos cuerpos celestes vienen a su encuentro. Se miran de frente, ha llegado el momento.
And democracies and political rallies. But who the rich I love it for? Using it for votes. Pretending me is sorry for then winning it's a joke. I'm sick of trick-or-treaters in costume disguises, leaders, charismatic public speakers, false prophet and fake healers. I think they're perfect grammar scammers scamming us for votes. In front of TV camera with an innocent approach. No more lies and policies, born apologies. Trying to ask, please, when I squeeze on you upon your knees. Justice or else is the minute of Farrakhan. So I stand up a garden house with my Glock up in my hand. If I take it literally, rallies, I'm kinda sorry. But smiley need for answer what them really do to Prezi. Give me the microphone, I make me rep the innocent. Paying recompense for money spent to feed the government. Give me the microphone, get the people riled up. Too much fucker piled up, get the thing them eyed up. Parallel universes in the same old hemisphere. Authorities, they don't care with them nose up in the air.
Cause I want them metaphoric. Without the make the youth them metaphoric. Cause I'm a fighter, yeah, eh. If you a youth, put up your lighter, yeah, eh. Cause our bombs them metaphoric. Without the truth I make you use them metaphoric. Cause I'm a fighter, yeah, eh. If you a youth, put up your lighter, yeah, eh.
Make the syndrome get the fences, permeate them residences. Extend up to the trenches, up to where the president is. Karma on the ones and twos, yes, it turn the tables. Had enough for you with the parables and tables. Jamaican bad gal, queen and revolutionary. Never quick to start a war, but shoot whenever necessary. Product of the inner city, where me come from, it's not pretty. Survive the nitty gritty, ain't nobody taking pity. Survivor kinda tricky, in New York, Cali and Philly. Are the same thing I go on down a Kingston city.
Cause I want bombs them metaphoric. Without the truth I make you use them metaphoric. Cause I'm a fighter, yeah, eh. If you agree, put up your lighter, yeah, eh. Cause I want bombs them metaphoric. Without the truth I make you use them metaphoric. Cause I'm a fighter, yeah, eh. If you agree, put up your lighter, yeah, eh.
Of the days of the last years, on the last page of the book of the dark age. We are part ways with the oppressor, see predecessor. Wake up and test us and we team up together. We will meet, we will meet on the battleground. Trade my microphone for a shotty and some papa sound. Just be ready when the gavel sound. Wanna folly grown fuss just around us so we never nervous. What's a mental worn out turn physical. From long time scars we are reap the residual. From slavery to now, now the thing get critical. Them can't kill with soul cause them sights so spiritual. Sights so spiritual. So they be like, hey, credible on the sites were subliminal. Get them and then chastise them as criminal. Give we drugs and the guys, it's criminal.
Cause I want bombs them metaphoric. Without the truth I make the youth them metaphoric. Cause I'm a fighter, yeah, eh. If you agree, put up your lighter, yeah, eh. Cause I want bombs them metaphoric. Without the truth I make the youth them metaphoric. Cause I'm a fighter, yeah, eh. If you agree, put up your lighter, yeah, eh.
from the Temple of I&I. That is Raquel Jones with Thievery Corporation, June 29th at the Orpheum Theater as part of this year's Vancouver International Jazz Festival. That's one to look forward to. We heard Letter to the Editor and Elastic Bond before that, some Latin loungy pop from Honeybun, their second album, and Eclipse Total. Senegal's most celebrated dance band, Orchestra Baobab, have released a tribute to one of their founders, Ndouga Dieng. Here's our debut of Fayinku from World Beat Canada. Thank you. Rarely do we get something to share with you from the Canadian Chinese community, but that's No Luck Club with an album called Prosperity, an example of instrumental hip-hop, and Doza Hut Chase that features brothers Trevor and Matt Chan, who I think have now moved to Toronto, Ontario. Here's Sonantes, a collective of São Paulo's brightest stars, including Sao on vocals. It's Braz from World Beat Canada.
See you.
are produced and recorded through the facilities of Calcopyre Communications. Check out Celt in a Twist with Patricia Fraser. Start at the homepage, worldbeatcanada.com, your one-stop resource for all things contemporary global music. We'll head out with a track that isn't necessarily global music, but it is a great example of global collaboration. Two singer-songwriters from opposite ends of the earth, from Morocco, Amin Masroor, and from Vancouver, British Columbia, right here at home, Barry Muir. Amin reached out to Barry with some songwriting ideas, and they found that their musical ideas intertwined seamlessly, and as a result, the songs on the debut album Biba almost wrote themselves, and it was finished in record time. Very hooky stuff. We're going to hear Bulletproof on the way out. But our last word goes to David Attenborough, who says, "It seems to me that the natural world is the greatest source of excitement, the greatest source of visual beauty, the greatest source of intellectual interest. It is the greatest source of so much in life that makes life worth living."
It's our pride that keeps on fooling us, saying we won't get caught. Someone tell me, why do the stars seem so close, yet the light years away? And it's funny how the broken heart still beats. I thought I was bulletproof, but the marks on my chest prove me wrong. Together, you and me, in the backseat of your Fiesta, sharing dreams, sharing fears, but it ain't working anymore. I'm just trying to buy some time while my heart lays shattered on the floor. I thought I was bulletproof, but the marks on my chest prove me wrong. Looking into your blue eyes, I heard tomorrow you're leaving. I don't wanna risk another goodbye, so please help me help you change your mind. What do I gotta do to make you stay? Please help me change your mind. I heard love goes around. Come by again, I'll bow my head if it's what you want. But don't tell me we can still be friends. I thought I was bulletproof, but the marks on my chest prove me wrong. Oh, bulletproof, yeah, I was so wrong. Yes, I'm not bulletproof. Oh no.
Calcopyrite Communications.